Broken Open by Insane Idiot, read by Mikan199. Subaru is a bitter drunk, which is, perhaps, not that amazing. Sober, he's so painfully polite, so painfully distant, so painfully in pain. Alcohol breaks him open, tears him to pieces, and exposes the unhealed scars. Lifeless eyes flash with anger. Cold hatred turns to spitting venom, and his words trip and stumble over themselves. This, perhaps, is the reason why Subaru so rarely touches it. He hates to lose control, clings to his distance as the only thing he has left. Rarely, if ever. This is the first time Seishiro has ever seen Subaru like this, and though he has hardly stalked his prey constantly over the last 9 years, he has kept a fairly close watch over the Sumeragi's movements. This Subaru, this bitter, defensive Subaru, who somehow seems smaller for the wild instability of his emotions, this Subaru intrigues him. New. Different. Seishiro wonders where, if anywhere, this will go. He's never thought Subaru capable of going through with his revenge, of finally killing the killer of his sister, but maybe he was wrong. "You have no right to keep me here," Subaru says, sullen, and tries futilely to yank his arm back. Seishiro grips it tightly, just over the border of pain, and smirks back. He'd grabbed Subaru's wrist when the Sumeragi had tried to stand up to leave. Subaru's motor skills are apparently pitiful when he's in this state, slow and clumsy. "Let me go." "No, I don't think so," Seishiro says easily, pulling Subaru back down to his knees, twisting his arm behind his back, and making him let out a short yelp in the process just because he can. Why would I want to do that, after all? Subaru turns his head, craning back over his shoulder to glare at Seishiro with hazy green eyes, unconsciously baring his throat. "Why are you doing this?" he demands. Seishiro contemplates biting Subaru's neck, just to see what reaction he'd get. Dismisses the thought soon after. "Curiosity," he answers, and Subaru should be thankful, because this time at least there's a measure of truth mixed in with the lies, merely lies by omission for a change. It's just an ordinary day, a day like any other. Only it's not, because on an ordinary day, Subaru doesn't aimlessly walk the streets near Ikebukuro Station, and on an ordinary day, he doesn't run into Seishiro. Even if he does, he immediately pulls out his Ofuda for a fight. It's not an ordinary day. Not really. It's an anniversary. 9 years to the day when he and Seishiro first met for the second time. Subaru doesn't want to remember that, but though he tries not to think of it, everything is a little off. A little wrong. He doesn't know why he's here, doesn't know what he's doing. His sanity must be fraying at the edges, or perhaps Seishiro's is. After all, Seishiro is the one who brought them here, the one who invited Subaru back to his apartment. And that's at least as crazy as the fact that Subaru accepted. There's no reason, and that's what confused Subaru so much. Today should be just like any other to Seishiro. Why would he remember what was, to him, a fleeting, unimportant event? Nevertheless, he had extended the offer, something he's never done before, and Subaru had been just off balance enough to say yes. Then again, maybe the difference is Subaru himself. He's always the one to start their fights, and Seishiro is unpredictable enough to do something like this if the opportunity were to arise. Seishiro doesn't play fair. He makes up his own rules as he goes along, and he never bothers to tell Subaru what they are. "Is everything about amusement to you?" Subaru asks bitterly, and something like surprise flashes through Seishiro's living eye, though Subaru can't see it from the position in which he is being restrained. "Most things, yes," Seishiro agrees, and when Subaru struggles again, Seishiro lets go so that he overbalances and falls to the floor, lying on his back in a daze with his legs twisted awkwardly beneath him. His reaction times have clearly been messed up by the alcohol in his system. Seishiro looks down at Subaru's hectically flushed cheeks, the green eyes bright with feverish anger, and wonders how, precisely, the Sumeragi managed to get himself into such a state. He's never had a very good sense of self-preservation, but even so, Seishiro would have thought he had the survival instincts not to accept an offer of sake from the Sakurazu Komori, or even go home with him at all. It's almost as though Subaru doesn't care, and that annoys Seishiro somehow. Why did you agree to come here, Subaru-kun? Subaru stares back at him unsteadily, a little uncertainty creeping in under the resentment. To kill me? You're not doing a very good job, I'm afraid. You're no match for me when your reflexes are at their best, so I don't see how you expect to manage it when you're like this. No, Subaru says firmly, shaking his head and making himself dizzy and nauseous in doing so. I don't want to kill you. Really? Interesting. I hate you, Subaru says softly, bitterness choking in his throat. I hate you so much, Seishiro-san, because I can't. You can't? Seishiro echoes, unsure of whether Subaru means he can't hate him, or he can't kill him, or both at once. Today, Subaru says haltingly, awkwardly, not meeting Seishiro's gaze. Today, it's Ikebukuro Station. You... Answering Seishiro's earlier question, which Seishiro had assumed he'd forgotten, Subaru makes a fascinating drunk. Yes, I know. Seishiro is crouched next to Subaru, arm braced on his knee, an expression sardonic. He's rather taken aback, if only briefly, when Subaru struggles back to semi-upright to twist his hands in Seishiro's shirt. I don't understand you, Subaru says desperately, hysterically, willing Seishiro to listen to what he means as well as what he says. I don't know what it takes to get you to pay attention, or... I'm paying attention now, Seishiro points out dryly, and wraps his hands lightly around Subaru's wrists. In fact, I usually do. You're very drunk, Subaru-kun. Subaru lowers his head so his face is hidden in shadow. What do you want from me? That is hardly a clear-cut question. Seishiro stops to consider it. There is all manner of answers he could give, ranging from nothing to a successor to surely you can't still be that naive. Instead, he says, that depends. What do you want? He doesn't know what Subaru is going to say, and that's why he asks, unaccustomed to not being able to predict his prey's every move and his interest piqued. Subaru's hands tighten their grasp on Seishiro's shirt, tugging slightly. I want, Subaru says slowly, a whisper so quiet Seishiro almost doesn't hear. I want to mean something to you. Seishiro is so busy attempting to figure out what Subaru was trying to say that he is taken off guard when Subaru presses a sloppy, helpless kiss to his lips. Seishiro is taken off guard, but he still does the only sensible thing and constricts his hands hard enough to bruise around Subaru's wrists, forcing Subaru's mouth open to push his tongue in. Subaru doesn't know what he's doing. He's only gotten this far on instinct, and Seishiro realizes this is probably the first time he's been kissed. A man with more morals might have stopped, questioned whether Subaru really knew what he wanted, what he was doing, whether perhaps this was taking advantage of his intoxication, if the younger man would regret this later. Seishiro, by contrast, feels that letting Subaru make the first move had been enough of a concession. If Subaru ends up regretting this, then he has to learn to face up to the consequences of his own recklessness. Subaru should know better than to trust Seishiro enough to let himself lose control this way, after all. Seishiro uncurls his hands and leaves a ring of red on Subaru's skin to push him down so the smaller man's spine arches awkwardly, trailing hot, biting kisses along his jaw. Subaru moans, arms stretching up to link behind Seishiro's neck. He can't be comfortable, his legs still half-folded beneath him, but he doesn't seem to care. Seishiro never likes to do things the easy way, though. And it's more fun to make Subaru work for this, to see how far he can be pushed, how much of his pride he will swallow before the line is crossed. Subaru opens very confused eyes to find out what's going on when he is suddenly abandoned, the abrupt absence of Seishiro's body heat making him shiver with cold. Seishiro is sitting back, simply watching him with a faint smirk. Subaru blinks, bewildered, before he figures out that he's being toyed with again. Another test, another game. And the anger bubbles back into life in his eyes. They stare at each other silently for a while, the only sound Subaru's harsh, uneven breathing. Eventually he winces, stiff from the unnatural way his body is being contorted, and slowly slides his legs out from under him into a more comfortable position, still sprawled on his back on the ground. "Do you want to make me beg?" he asks, resigned, voice rasping. "Or do you just find it amusing to push me to this?" "Both, really." "Would you beg if I told you to?" Seishiro says in response, mildly interested. Subaru bites his lip, turns his head away angrily. Whether he's angry with himself or with Seishiro is another question, though it's probably a combination of the two. The silence stretches out again, so tense the air almost hums with it. It's a matter of willpower, of who will break first, and Seishiro always wins when it comes down to this, even when Subaru is sober. A hissing intake of breath, sharp and unhappy. Subaru twists himself to his hands and knees, eyes simmering with hatred for them both, disgust and self-recrimination for himself. He crawls forward anyway, movements jerky and reluctant as though forced against his will, drawn towards Seishiro by something beyond his control. Seishiro remains still, waiting to see what Subaru will do next. The Sumeragi freezes for a second, hands curling into fists, and then he closes the distance between them, entwining his hands painfully in Seishiro's hair to hold his head in place. He meets Seishiro's gaze, which might be a mistake. Subaru doesn't know how to hide what he thinks and feels, and his eyes are so very easy to read, a roiling mess of desperation and need. "You always do this to me," Subaru accuses, the words tasting like ashes in his mouth, too drunk to remember to hold back in case he gets hurt. You break me open and take everything away without ever giving anything back." Seishiro smiles coolly, but doesn't say anything. "There is nothing to be said. It's true. You take away everything," Subaru repeats, breath hitching, and his fingers twist in Seishiro's hair, yanking it in a way that has to hurt. "So I don't have any pride left to swallow." Seishiro's eyebrow lifts slightly. "I see. I've got nothing left to lose. So tell me, Seishiro-san, what do I have to do for you to give me something back?" Seishiro's smile curves, a cruel little quirk. "You would do anything if I asked? How do you know I wouldn't simply be playing with you?" Subaru's eyes flicker with pain, but he doesn't back down. "I don't care," he grits out. Seishiro laughs quietly, a little dark mockery to the sound, but it's tempered by the edge of lust sharpening it. "You want it that much? Alcohol has an intriguing effect on you, evidently." A soft, tortured noise is the only response he receives. Seishiro reaches up to untangle Subaru's hands from his hair, probably losing a few strands at the same time, and presses one of those hands to his mouth, the inverted pentagram flaring to life as he does. Subaru stares at him, eyes troubled and unsure. Seishiro smirks back and tugs sharply so that Subaru falls forward into his lap, collapsing against Seishiro's chest. "You said you'd beg," Seishiro purrs, a predatory undertone seeping in, sex in his voice. "So beg, Subaru-kun." Subaru's eyes widen, but before he can formulate any kind of response, coherent or otherwise, Seishiro gives him a little shove, and Subaru is bent back over his folded legs again, wrist pinned to the floor with one hand. Seishiro is leaning over him, free hand spread on the floor next to Subaru's head, and a faint smile hovering on his lips. Subaru doesn't understand for a moment why Seishiro isn't moving, just waiting patiently, until he remembers. "Beg, Subaru-kun." He licks his lips nervously.
Yes?
Seishiro prompts, eyes heavy-lidded. I didn't quite hear you. You should speak louder. Subaru swallows, mouth dry, and squeezes his eyes shut.
Please, he says, voice fracturing. Please, Seishiro-san,
Please what? You'll have to be a little more specific than that. Seishiro chides him, clearly amused. Subaru mumbles something. Something that sounds an awful lot like, please touch me. But Seishiro pretends not to notice.
I'm sorry, did you say something?
Something inside Subaru snaps, collapsing under the weight of intoxication and sexual frustration. He shifts impatiently in his restraint, a whimper trapped in his throat, and the look he gives Seishiro when his eyes fly open burns with need.
Touch me!
Seishiro chuckles, shifts his weight back to his legs to trail his free hand lightly along Subaru's cheek.
Like this?
Seishiro likes the noises Subaru makes when he's desperate. Short, strangled yelps that he can't quite contain. But he likes the way Subaru moves even more. He's writhing on the floor, trying helplessly to struggle free. His spine curves in the attempt, drawing his body taut. And Seishiro is mesmerized by the delicate, arched line of Subaru's neck. The fleeting urge from before resurfaces. And this time Seishiro gives into it, presses close to Subaru and bites down, marking the pale skin, and teeth scraping along collarbone. Seishiro is well rewarded for the effort. Subaru lets out a high, keening noise, back arching painfully high so his arms and thighs are strained. His restraint is destroyed, a broken dam letting out a flood of frustration. His limbs ache, but his legs are trapped under him. And until Seishiro releases his hands, Subaru can't move at all.
Or perhaps like this, Subaru murmurs, pleased when the ghost of his breath makes Subaru shiver, and slides his palm down the side of Subaru's waist, digging his thumb in along the bone that juts out when he curls his hand around Subaru's hip.
Subaru gasps, and his thighs tremble both with the spike of lust shooting through his body and the sustained tension of this position. He's confused when the hand on his hip moves away to tip his chin up. But then Seishiro smirks, and there's a horrible, sick feeling in the pit of Subaru's stomach. Arousal tainted by fear.
Aren't you going to beg for me?
Subaru's breath quickens, shallow and ragged.
What do you want me to do, Subaru-kun? Would you like me to stop?
No, if Seishiro was feeling at all impatient himself, he's doing a very good job of hiding it.
Or maybe you don't know what you want, Seishiro continues, giving Subaru a considering look.
It's impossible to tell if he's being serious or still teasing.
Maybe you're regretting letting yourself lose your inhibitions in such a dangerous situation. Do you really think you're mature enough to handle this yet, Subaru-kun?
Subaru's eyes darken with irritation, and there it is, the line Seishiro had pushed so hard to find. This is what it takes to force Subaru over it, and the younger man finally manages to wrench his hands free, shifting his hips to stop himself falling backwards.
Don't you dare tell me I don't know what I want, he hisses, voice low.
And Seishiro barely has time to appreciate what he's unleashed before Subaru shoves him down with a rough kiss, turning the tables. Subaru kisses with the passion and urgency of 9 years pent-up lust, straddling Seishiro in a loose sprawl. He's warm, pliant, sliding and melting against Seishiro's body, as if trying to become a part of it. Seishiro cups the back of Subaru's head, the other arm snaking around his hips to pull him close, closer, liquid and willing. The time for games is over, and when Seishiro rolls them over, he doesn't break off the kiss.
Subaru is sensitive, just like Seishiro has always suspected. He runs a hand along the outside of Subaru's thigh, and Subaru moans, squirms, spreads his legs a little wider.
Seishiro's tongue slides wetly across Subaru's jaw, laughing breathlessly when Subaru bucks beneath him, hands tangled in Seishiro's hair. He moves down Subaru's body, rocks Subaru's shirt up to press hot, messy kisses against his stomach. Subaru's noises are growing louder, crying out for Seishiro, please, please, oh God, Seishiro! And his voice breaks on a hoarse scream when Seishiro's tongue dips into the hollow of his navel. Subaru lets out a startled yelp when a hand slips inside his trousers, under the elastic of his boxers,
and before he knows what is actually happening, his lips are lifted slightly off the ground, and boxers and trousers are slid down his thighs, trapping them. Seishiro sits up to undo his belt, out of Subaru's reach now, and Subaru's arms flop limp to the floor as he watches Seishiro warily. Seishiro's smile is dark, predatory, no longer a mask of impassiveness, and Subaru is hopelessly turned on, a puddle of need and want. His eyes track Seishiro's every movement as the older man gets up, rifles through one of the drawers. He's a little suspicious that Seishiro's not quite done with his games, that maybe this is just another way of breaking Subaru to pieces. But Seishiro's eyes are hot with promise, and that doesn't seem to be it. Subaru stays still, cautious, and all is explained when Seishiro returns with a little tube and squeezes clear, smooth liquid onto his fingers. Subaru is inexperienced, but not stupid. He knows what it's for, and he stares a little nervously as Seishiro crouches in front of him again. "Subaru-kun," Seishiro says, a rare, rough quality to his tone. "I'm not going to stop if you change your mind." Subaru takes a deep breath, closes his eyes, blood roaring in his ears and head spinning. "Then get on with it," he says, a lot more certain than he feels. Seishiro nods once, seemingly to himself, and then warm, slippery fingers are skating across Subaru's skin, down between his legs and pressing into him. It hurts, a little. Seishiro is not rough, but he's not particularly gentle either, and Subaru's fingers scrabble for purchase on the wooden floor as he grits his teeth. Seishiro pushes his fingers deeper, twists them, and he's satisfied when Subaru falls open to him, crying out as Seishiro finds the bundle of nerves he'd been looking for. Seishiro takes a moment to appraise Subaru, the boy-turned-man who has always belonged to him in all the ways that count but this one. Fierce, possessive lust floods his system, briefly, when he looks at the panting, debauched Subaru, hair mussed and clothes rumpled and half undone. "Mine," Seishiro says huskily, withdrawing his fingers, and the weight of his appreciative gaze flushes Subaru's cheeks an even deeper red. "Always mine, Subaru-kun." "Yours," Subaru agrees fervently, voice rising to a pain-pleasure moan as Seishiro slides into him in one push, hand bruising on Subaru's hips. Subaru's back lifts off the floor with the force of Seishiro's thrust, legs coiled around Seishiro's waist, and arms clinging frantically around Seishiro's neck. The floor is starting to get slippery with sweat. Subaru's vision is blurring, and this should be really uncomfortable, but the ache is being swept away in a tide of overwhelming desire. Subaru has lost the ability to connect to reality, piece together meaningful thoughts. He's half forgotten who he is, who they are, and he's screaming his throat raw, but it feels so distant from the waves of lust and pleasure crashing and foaming inside him. Seishiro rocks into him one final time and freezes, bites Subaru's neck again, and sucks at it fervently. That's enough to tip Subaru over the edge, voice raising in a wail and hands clenching so hard he leaves vivid red marks on Seishiro's skin. When he comes down, the alcohol and stiffness and post-sex exhaustion slam into him like a freight train, leaving him to fall boneless to the floor. He can't move, can barely keep his eyes open and focused, and he can only manage a weak half-smile at Seishiro.
Seishiro-san.
"Sleep," Seishiro orders him. Subaru considers protesting, but even the thought of forming a coherent sentence wearies him, so he gives up. Perhaps Seishiro's order had held a hint of Onimiyajitsu in it. Perhaps, and far more likely, Subaru is simply swamped by his own tiredness. Either way, it doesn't take very long until Subaru's lashes flutter closed, and his breathing evens out into sleep. Subaru wakes up sometime in the middle of the night feeling remarkably ill, head throbbing and stomach curdling. He rolls over with a groan, opens his eyes, and realizes this is not his apartment. He realizes whose apartment it is when he sees Seishiro leaning against the doorframe looking smug and amused. This begs the question of why he would be in Seishiro's apartment, and presumably Seishiro's bed. But the question is rather delayed when he notices that Seishiro's hair is damp and he's only wearing a towel. Towel. Subaru swallows, cheeks burning bright red, but he can't quite tear his eyes away. "Is there a problem, Subaru-kun?" Subaru had been intending to ask what's going on, but now he's more awake, a number of facts very quickly occurred to him. being that A, he is in Seishiro's bed, B, he is in Seishiro's bed, and C, beyond the hangover and the stiff muscles, his body is aching in a very, localized area. Oh, and D, he is not, in fact, wearing any clothes. Oh, gods, Subaru says faintly, burying his head in the pillow. Seishiro-san, if you wouldn't mind... Not at all, Seishiro says pleasantly, and doesn't take his eyes off Subaru for even a second. I need to get dressed, Subaru adds lamely, just in case Seishiro didn't get the hint. Not really. Seishiro walks over to the bed, stretches out next to Subaru with his usual smirk in place. Given that it's the middle of the night. But if you really want to, I suppose, all your things are here. Oh, good. Wait. What? I dropped by your apartment while you were asleep, Seishiro explains, and Subaru can just hear the hidden laughter. Since you're going to be staying here. Of course, you could always go without clothes if you want. I would hardly have any objection. What do you mean, staying here? Subaru demands blankly. Precisely what it sounds like. Why don't you go back to sleep, Subaru-kun? It's late, after all. There are 100,000 good reasons why he should argue with this, try to leave, not least of which being the fact that Seishiro seems to have essentially decided to keep him under house arrest. But right now, Subaru finds he couldn't actually care less about them. His body aches, he's hungover, and Seishiro's bed is soft and warm. Okay, he sighs, and rolls over to curl up against Seishiro. Seishiro is there, and it would be a waste not to, when it's been so long since Subaru has experienced any prolonged human contact. He'll argue in the morning. Really.
Yeah. is it you adore? Won't you tell me? What would you cry for? Swallow your
Communication is not just words. Communication is architecture. Because, of course, it is quite obvious that a house which would be built without the sense, without that desire for communication, would not look the way your house looks today.